The fourth quarter begins in a driving mist here at Fisher Field, and Warsaw leading by a score of 10-0. Zollinger up the middle, and he'll get across the 45 to the 46, a gain of four. And it'll be third down and six coming up for the Tigers. Actually, they marked him at the 46. Third down and six for Warsaw. 10-0 Tigers facing a really important third down here. They need to run some time here and keep the Concord offense off the field. Option play left. Zollinger up the middle. Gets across the midfield stripe. Goes down at the midfield stripe. And it'll be third down or fourth down and two coming up for Warsaw. And I would be stunned if Bart Curtis kicks this football. He's going to tell his boys to go get it. That is exactly what's happening.
I've noticed the Concord safeties are creeping and creeping and creeping toward the box.
Fourth and two. Ball right at midfield. Quentin Brock from the left hash mark. Wide side of the field is the right side. And whistle sound and flags fly again. Any illegal procedure against the Tigers?
That has to get cleaned up. I mean, obviously, our coaching staff knows that, but that is just shooting us in the foot all night long.
And now Smythe runs onto the field to kick the football with the wind this time. Standing at about his 31, Brevard is back on the field. He backs up to his 20. Smythe is ready. Everyone's ready. Good snap back. Oh, Smythe bobbled the ball, and he's going to get snowed under back at the 34-yard line. Oh, no. Well, that couldn't have gone worse. That whole sequence just could not have gone worse. Warsaw ends up giving up the ball at the 34-yard line with 10:33 left to play here in the fourth quarter, leading by a score of 10-0.
I think trick play here. Got to remain disciplined on the backside of everything.
Glance with Thomas to his left. Takes the snap, rolling left, looking in the pocket. Tenor take off, going to get hit, going to go down. Cohen Heady with his second sack of the game. Back at the 41-yard line, it's a loss of seven. Loss of seven on the play. Cohen Heady with the sack back to the 41. Third sack of the game for the Tigers. Second for Heady. 10 minutes left. The Minutemen continue to go backwards. They are back at the Tiger 41. They can make that up and more in a hurry. Glance. 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage, takes the snap, looking, standing in the pocket, gets hit, and goes down again. Rosas on the sack this time.
93 is really playing well off the edge. You know, just perfect pass rush lanes. 93 cleans it up really nice.
So a loss back to the 45, so a loss of four more yards. And it's third down and 21 with 9:17 left to go. And if you're Craig Kaler, you just want to get 10 yards so you can go for it on fourth down. Punting here is not an option. Glance, Thomas to his right. Takes a high snap. He's going to hand off the middle to Thomas, and it's going nowhere. It's going nowhere. That was Habegger for the Tigers who came through with the stop. It's a loss of another yard back to the 46. It's fourth down and 22. And with 8:45 left, Craig Kaler's got no choice. They have to go for it. Down by 10. And again, the Tigers are doing this with basically a four-man rush. They're rushing their three down linemen and one other guy. And that's why Glance is not able to get the ball down the field to anybody. Glance is going to back up, and he's going to kick it. Warsaw didn't have anybody back. It lands at the 17. It's going to die at the 17. 8:12 left to play in the fourth. A standing ovation from the home fans for the Warsaw defense, who is pitching a shutout here against the Minutemen tonight at Fisher Field.
I'm surprised that Concord decided to punt the ball away with only 8 minutes left and down two scores.
I'm stunned by that.
I just don't think with the kind of offense we have, I just don't think you want Warsaw grinding time off that clock. You got to score twice just to tie it.
Warsaw may not give them the ball back. And there go the flags again. Well, this particular crew is just not having any of it. Illegal procedure against Warsaw, and that will back them up 5 yards. And Warsaw now, with that 5 yards, is now 9 penalties for 50 yards. Death by 1,000 paper cuts, if you want to go by that. 8:11 left. Tigers with a 10-0 lead over Concord. They're one big offensive drive away from putting this game on ice. Oh, and then Brock mishandled the handoff. And he falls on it back at the 11. Loss of a yard in the play. The Tigers have put the ball on the ground 4 times. They've lost one. And it's stuff that they do over and over again every day. It's hard to understand. Second down and 16.
Need to get half of it.
Well, you don't want to be pitching the ball back on this end. You want to be sure. And there go the flags again.
That wasn't a penalty.
Nobody moved. I don't know what they saw. I'm looking through the binoculars. I'm not just focused on the quarterback now. I'm focused on the whole offensive line. And there go 5 more yards against the Tigers. And now they're back to the 7. Wind at the Tigers' back, the misty rain falling, almost blowing straight sideways. The wind's not blowing that hard, but the rain droplets are so little that they're just kind of swirling around in the breeze. Backed up to the 7. And they're going to pitch it back near the end zone, and Egoff is going to be stopped back near the 1 yard line. They're going to give him forward progress to the 2. Holy mackerel. That's a loss of 5 more yards, and it's 3rd down back at the 2-yard line. This drive started at the 18. Warsaw's got to get the ball to the 28 to get a 1st down. Right now, they'd almost be just well to take a quarterback sneak, run it forward, and kick it. Concord is not out of this game yet.
I give their staff a lot of credit for blitzing their safeties off the edge like that.
Brock under center. Takes a snap, hands off, and Zollinger will carry the ball for 1 yard to the 3. 4th down, 6:20 clock running, 4th quarter. Tigers with a 10-0 lead over the Concord Minutemen. Northwood will be here next week. We'll be on the air starting at 6:15 on News Now Warsaw. Could you imagine if the Tigers could hold this score to 0? And get back-to-back shutouts against Concord? That'd be stunning.
Yeah, it would. I think coach is going to call timeout, get things organized, and punt out of the end zone.
I think so. And just before the play clock runs to 0, Warsaw takes timeout. 5:49 to go. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, let's see what the coaches have up their sleeves here. Warsaw punting. Smythe is backed up. The shadow of his helmet is on the back line of the end zone. Ball at the 3. Good snap back to Smythe. He will get it away. It's a wobbly kick. Brevard backs up, takes it at the 46. Bobbles it there. 45, 40, drag down right at the 40. Pretty good coverage for the Tigers. Concord takes over at the Tiger 40 with 5:39 to go in the game, and Warsaw leading by a score of 10-0.
Roger, I think they're going to go to a horizontal pass game where bubble passes and screen passes and stuff like that. I just don't see them having time to drop back and let their receivers do deep digs down the middle of the field.
Well, and that stuff was successful at the beginning of the game, Coach. They just haven't done it as much. Back to throw, glance, throws near side, and it's caught. Caught and turning upfield and making the catch and still in bounds at the 20, at the 15, and down to the 11-yard line is Reed Gill. Reed Gill with a gain of 29 yards. The Tigers almost picked off the pass. One defender had to go just outside their arms. I think that was Egoff. Another dove for the ball thinking it was going to go over the receiver's head. It did not. And it's first and 10 for Concord at the 11-yard line. Clock running down to 5:20 left to go. Concord with six first downs. Is that their first of this half? Glance back to throw, blitz coming. Hit as he throws down the field, incomplete. Pressure coming from the outside by Eric Pohl. Glance did not get to follow through. And the wind blew the ball back behind the receiver anyway. It was Brevard on the intended pass play and Wilson on the coverage. Second down and 10.
The quarterback dinged up his hand a little bit on Eric Pohl, and it'll be interesting to see. They might have the tailback on this play.
Yeah, they haven't tried to run Thomas much up the middle lately. Let's see if they try it. He's to the right of Glantz on this play. From the 11, back to throw, lofting it to the far side, and there's nobody out there. Brevard was 7 or 8 yards down the field in the end zone and double covered. That was almost like, well, they were going to run the circle route and nobody circled.
Yeah, the tailback, he kind of quit on the play, and I think that's who they wanted to get the ball to.
Third down and 10 from the 11. Three's not the worst thing in the world for Concord. They need to get on the board. They need two scores. Tigers trying to shut him out completely. Glance takes the snap, drops back, steps up in the pocket, pressure coming, fires the middle, throws too high, and incomplete, intended for Campanello at the goal line. There's a Tiger down at the 15-yard line. There's also a flag down. Rosas is cramping. He's fine. But now you have fourth down, Coach, from the 11-yard line. Right? It's fourth down. They haven't moved the down marker. Or you can back them up 10 yards and make it third down. My inclination is to make it fourth down to make them make a play here, with give them one shot, whether they want to kick it or go for it.
I would agree.
But you can also say that if you move them back 10 yards and get a stop, put your faith in your defense, which has shown itself worthy of that faith, you might move them out of field goal range. We'll see. 4:55 left. Tigers 10, Concord nothing. And the Minutemen come out on fourth down. The Tigers did decline the penalty. And they are going to try a field goal. This is Sabas from the 18-yard line. It'd be a 28-yard try from the left hash mark. Again, don't everybody rush here just in case they try something funny. Jake Cowhorn sees the same thing. Sabas is ready. Good snap, spot is down, kick is up, plenty of distance, curling, and it's good. It's good, 4:51 to go. Concord scores, it's 10-3. Tigers in the lead when we come back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Will and Austin back at Fisher Field. 10-3 now. Concord kicks a field goal with 4:51 left to play. They made it to the Tiger 11 and no farther. Now, let's see if they maybe want to try to get the ball back as Macon gets ready to kick off. And he'll run up to it.
That was offsides.
He'll kick it off. There is no flag down. Ball's taken at the 5-yard line. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. That's Zollinger all the way to the 30-yard line. Yeah, there were two guys on the far side of the kickoff formation that were way past the line of scrimmage, the 40, before that ball was booted. Well, good return, though, by Zollinger. They've got the ball at the 30. They need at least two first downs. Concord still has all three of their timeouts left. And the drama that is about to unfold is going to be spectacular. Can this offense do it? They have had moments of brilliance and moments of total failure, including the last drive when they went totally backwards from the 18 to the shadow of their old goal line. From the 30, ball in the middle of the field, option play, pitch back, Rand's bottom, trying to turn the corner, got a block, 35, he's to the 40, and pushed out of bounds. There is a flag down at the 40-yard line. There is a flag down right at the 40. Let's see what it is. It's usually not good. It's holding against the Tigers.
Let me guess, the line judge?
Yes, sir.
Funny how that works.
Where they're going to mark it off is from the 38-yard line. So they're going to put the ball down at the 29-yard line. So it's a 10-yard penalty, but it's only a loss of a yard. 4:39 left, fourth quarter. Tigers 10-3 leaders over Concord. Brock under center. Hands off up the middle, Zollinger backing his way and still going across the 35-yard line out to the 37-yard line. That's a 9-yard gain on a first down carry for the Tiger running back.
No matter what happens the last 4:20 of this game, I want someone in our community to buy our fullback a pizza.
Make it 8. I told you 9. It was really 8. Second down. Best part of Austin is he's flexible. If I tell him wrong, he's happy to fix it quickly. Second down. Option play and a fumble, and Concord's recovery. Brock got stood up. The ball went right down the front of him again, and with 3:58 to go, Concord has a chance to tie this football game. Unbelievable.
Have to give Concord a lot of credit. They're walking up to the end of the line of scrimmage and they're coming and putting the heat on and causing a key turnover.
Well, does the defense have one more left in them with 3:58 left? Concord starts from the Tiger 36-yard line with all three timeouts down by 7. Glance. Standing at his 41, takes the snap, and he hands off to Thomas, and Thomas will bull his way across the 35 to the 34 for a gain of 2. Clock still running. Concord not in a big hurry. Not in any more hurry than they would be for any other time of the game. Second down and 8. They have two wides to the near side. One on the far, wing on the right, Thomas behind Glance. Glance leans forward with both hands, jumps for the snap, hands off Thomas, big hole, 30, 25, down the middle of the field to the 20-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 20. It's going to be another first down for the Minutemen, a gain of 14 yards, and there is a Tiger down, and it's Rosas again, and he's cramping again. It's frustrating. I can't imagine how you folks feel sitting at home or wherever you are listening, because the Tigers had this game. They had it in their hands, and they have put it back onto the field once again.
I'm not sure that we don't need to, track number eight because they've got enough time. With 3:18 left, Roger, they can run the ball and leave us no time on the clock if they score. So I would, in the Warsaw huddle here, if I'm the defensive staff for Coach Curtis, I would make sure the guys in the box, the front seven at least, are knowing where number eight is.
The officials at field level telling them to reset the play clock to 40, I believe, and they have done so. 3:18 left, fourth quarter. Warsaw 10, Concord 3, Minutemen with the ball at the Tiger 20, headed toward the north end of Fisher Field. New back in the game, that is Jamar Moten. He's behind Glantz. Glantz again has to jump for the stat. Moten gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's thrown for a loss. Back at about the 23-yard line. Chase Carl and Eric Pohl on the stop. Loss of three. Second down and 13, 2:50 to go. What a season it has been for this Warsaw football team. White knuckle all the way.
I think if I'm a safety from Warsaw, especially Egoff, because number one is on his side, I would really keep an eye on Brevard.
Glantz takes a snap, looking left all the way, under pressure, dumps it out to the right, throws it, and it is caught. It is caught at the 19-yard line. Catch made by Gill. It'll be third down and nine with 2:12 left to go. Glantz, Thomas back in the game, lined up to the right. Glantz leans forward, takes a high snap, looking, pump fakes, fires it too high, and it's knocked away. Knocked away by Pohl. The ball was tipped, and it went to Brevard. But Pohl, because the ball was tipped, was able to lay Brevard out pretty hard, kept him from catching the ball. And with 1:57 left to go, Concord has fourth and nine from the Tiger 19. And it's been loud all night here at Fisher Field, and it's about to get really loud for this next play.
Now here's where you have to knock the ball down if you're a Warsaw Tiger.
Glantz from the 19, ball on the right hash mark. Wide side of the field is the near side. Glantz leans forward, takes a head high snap. Pressure comes from the outside, steps away from it. Rolling, looking, throws it down the field, and it's batted down. Incomplete! It's incomplete! Coverage in the play by Egoff. He batted it away from Campanello, and the Tiger defense has done it again with 1:51 left to go. It's 10-3 Tigers.
Unbelievable. Just calm in the face of a storm. I'm really impressed with kids on the defensive side of the ball, how they just don't panic. They just believe they're going to make a play.
Now, could this offense get a first down? Because Concord still has all three of their timeouts. So Warsaw can't just take a knee and run the timeout. They've got to run plays meant to get first downs. Quentin Brock under center from the 19. Hands off up the middle. And this is Zollinger. And he'll get 6 yards out to the 25. And Concord takes their first timeout. 1:46 to go. Warsaw leads Concord 10-3. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Three absolutely down to the final minute of the game kind of games for Warsaw the first 4 weeks. Zollinger gets 6 on first down. So with 1:46 left to play and Warsaw leading 10-3, Tigers have second down and 4. Concord down to 2 timeouts left. Quentin Brock under center. Zollinger behind him. Wings on either side. One wide out in either direction. Brock gives the handoff up the middle. Zollinger still going. He's the 35, the 40, 45, 50, and all the way to the Concord 45-yard line. What a run, Zollinger. When his team needed a big one, he gave them a big one. And with 1:38 to go, the Tigers have first and 10 at the Concord 45.
Senior has stepped up all night. number 17 at fullback, has just been the man. He really has done a great job tonight.
31 yards in the carry for Zollinger. Play clock at 10 with 1:15 left. Concord still does have two timeouts. Warsaw looks like they're going to let the play clock run out here. They're going to take timeout. 1:07 to go. Warsaw leads Concord 10-3. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats, scores from other games, drive the game, play of the game. Be thinking about that, Will, your play of the game. So sometimes Reniker, Rob is here tonight for the alumni game and for the memorial service for his brother tomorrow. But he would look at me at about this time of the game during a timeout and go, "What do you think?" And I'm like, "Dude, that's yours. That's yours. You got it. You won't pick wrong." 1:07 left. Concord still with two timeouts left. That was a Warsaw timeout. Brock, hands off. Zollinger for a yard. Timeout, Minutemen. 1:04 left. 10-3 Tigers. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. After we're done, after our postgame show, Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk, recapping everything going on around the state of Indiana, plus all of the scores, including scores that we don't have on our scoreboard at newsnowwarsaw.com. So you have a chance to look and listen to what they have from scores from around the state of Indiana. 2nd-and-9 Tigers at the Concord 44 with 1:04 to go. Warsaw leading 10-3. Quentin Brock, hands off. Zollinger through the hole. Oh, he's off through his waces. 25-20 and down near the 15-yard line. And there is your ball game. That's a 29-yard run for Zollinger and a first down for Warsaw that puts this thing on ice. Zollinger with that carry, 28 carries for 247 yards. We thought he might be the guy for that role this season. He has been very much that. Now victory formation for the Tigers from the 15. Brock takes a knee. They don't have to do it anymore. The defense was given hard times so often once again in this game, and every single time they kept Concord out of the end zone. And the Warsaw fans look down on the field and their offense waving their arms, exhorting them to be louder so they can hear them as the clock runs down towards zeros. It's over. Warsaw is 4-0. They have beaten the Concord Minutemen by a final score of 10-3. Post-game coverage begins after these words on News Now Warsaw. It's alumni night, and nobody wants to go home. Warsaw wins 10-3 over Concord. So if you add it up, the last 2 years, Warsaw has held Concord to 3 total points in 96 minutes of football. That's pretty incredible.
That's astounding.
That's pretty truly incredible. So, and we'll give you even more numbers that will freak you out before the broadcast is over. We start with the scoring. We opened up the scoring in the second quarter with just 3 minutes and 7 seconds left in it. Reed Zollinger, a 3-yard run off the left side into the end zone. Mason Smythe added the extra point. It was 7-0, and it stayed 7-0 until 26 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Smythe banked home a 34-yard field goal. That made it 10-0 Tigers, and it stayed that way until the fourth quarter. 4:51 to go in the game. A 28-yard field goal by Rafa Sabas for Concord made it 10-3. And that's where we stood. The Tigers fumbled the ball in their own end. It did not matter. The defense was up to the task and held Concord off the board, stopped them on fourth down, win the game 10-3. Tigers are now 4-0 on the season. They are 2-0 in the conference. Concord falls to 2-2. They are 0-2 in conference play. Postgame coverage continues with the final stats for tonight's game next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 10, Concord 3. The Tigers huddle at the end zone at the south end of Fisher Field broke up very quickly. They came over, sang the school song in front of their student section, and they've run off to celebrate. Concord is still out here talking about it as they fall to 2-2 in the season, losing here to Warsaw 10-3. We need to do for you a drive of the game, and I'm going to choose the drive in the second quarter for Warsaw's only touchdown. Warsaw had given up the football on an interception, returned to the Warsaw 26-yard line. But two plays into that drive, their quarterback threw the ball over the middle of the field. Ethan Egoff picked it off, ran it out to the 32, and Warsaw took over at the 32-yard line with 8:24 left to play in the first half. They went 68 plays in 5 minutes and 17 seconds, culminating in Zollinger's 3-yard touchdown run that put them ahead 7-0, and as it turned out, put them ahead to say. That's the drive of the game, and it's brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. Again, that second quarter touchdown drive is the drive of the game, and it's brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course. Time for the final stats. Those are brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw officially has 13 first downs. They carried the ball 51 times for 317 yards. That's a little over 6 yards a carry. Their quarterback, Quentin Brock, was 3 of 7 passing for 35 yards and an interception. So they ran 58 plays for 352 total yards. They had 3 turnovers, 2 lost fumbles, and an interception. They were penalized 11 times for 65 yards, and they had 5 punts. I'm pretty sure they didn't punt the ball 5 times all last season. I know they haven't punted it 5 times this season because they hadn't punted it at all until tonight's game. 5 punts for the Tigers. Concord, 7 first downs. 24 rushing attempts, 19 total yards of offense. That's less than a yard of carry, obviously. Think about this. Last year, Warsaw shut them out in Dunlap. This year, they get a field goal. So in 2 games, Warsaw allows 3 total points to Concord's offense. You want one that's better than that? You go back to last year's rushing stats. You add that with this year's rushing stats, Concord is still in the negative. Right? They had 19 yards tonight rushing. They were minus 31 last year. So they're still 12 in the hole over these last 2 years. 24 carries, 19 yards. They were 7 of 21 passing for 95 yards. So in total, 45 plays, just 114 yards. They had a turnover. That led to the Tiger touchdown. They were penalized twice for 15 yards, and they also punted the ball 5 times. Individually, Reed Zollinger was the running star again tonight. 28 carries, 247 yards. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He had 7 runs of 15 yards or more up the middle of the field. Luke Ransbottom, 9 carries, 50 yards. And the Tigers did the job. Again, Tola on offense, 352 yards on 58 plays. That'll get the job done for you.
I'd like to thank you for making my cheeks hurt because I'm smiling so much. It's all your fault. I'm going on injured reserve because my cheeks are hurting. How am I going to get back to bourbon?
We'll figure out a way. The final stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, online at aldiferbergen.com. We've got a play of the game for you. That's coming up next. Warsaw wins over Concord 10-3. Back with more after this on News Now Warsaw. I can't wait to give scores because I got one that's going to make you, like, drive off the road. But I'm not going to give it now. First, we need to do the play of the game. The play of the game is brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan, LLC attorneys at law. Call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Havrilla and Nolan, 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. Mr. Shepard, what is the play of the game?
I'm going to give it to the Concord defense to recover a fumble when you're one score down and you know that Warsaw's running the ball and you put nine guys in the box and somebody, I don't know who, makes the play and your safety, who's walked up to the line of scrimmage, falls on the ball when you have to have the ball back to win the, or tie, at least tie the game. It's so hard to teach that, and yet Concord got it done. There were big plays all night long, obviously, but for me as a defensive coach, that just was truly remarkable.
And that's the play of the game brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan, LLC attorneys at law. Again, call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Havrilla and Nolan, 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. I have scores to give you, and you will be stunned when I give them. And we'll do that next here on News Now Warsaw. All right, we start in the conference as always. Plymouth won at Wawasee 25-19. That was a close game. We thought it would be. Mishawaka beat Goshen tonight at Steel Stadium 48-13. We assumed it would be something like that. Warsaw beat Concord at 10-3. Northridge won at Northwood 25-21. Let that soak in for a second. Northridge beat Northwood 25-21. You know what that means, sir? We're a game ahead of Northwood at the conference. And they're going to come here mad as hornets next
week.
Yes,
they are. Yes, they are for sure.
That's okay. We'll take it. Other scores. Tippecanoe Valley beat Tipton 53-0. It was Rochester over Manchester 50-0. Also, Peru beat Wabash 53-13. Beconequah beat Whitco 43-6. Bremen held on to beat Triton 28-21. And Columbia City was leading at Huntington North 55-27 at last check. Here the Tigers win and go to 4-0 on the season and 2-0 in the conference with a 10-3 win over Concord. Will Shepard?
That's all that matters. I'd like to really give a big shout-out to the kids playing defense. It's a team game, and you need all three phases to add their part to it, but I'm just so impressed with how our defense, time and time again, steps up to the challenge of a short field. I love watching it, and I'd like to congratulate the defensive coaches, Coach Curtis, really the whole staff. But I know for those guys on the defensive side of the ball, to give up a three spot to a good Concord team is something they should celebrate, and I hope they do.
And they are. They win 10-3 over Concord to go to 4-0. The Panthers are coming to town next week. Coverage begins at 6:15 here on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to Austin for the stats. For Will Shepard, I'm Roger Grossman. For Steve back at the station, hope you enjoyed the broadcast wherever you're listening or watching. I know you enjoyed the outcome. Tigers win 10-3 over Concord. They're in first place in the conference. We will see you tomorrow for Tiger Talk. Stay tuned. Bob Lovell is next.